Chapter 2, The Organization of Society. A, The Divine Plan for Ordered Social Life. The divine plan for the organization of human society may be represented diagrammatically as follows. At the top, God in three persons. God in three divine persons. Below, our Lord Jesus Christ, who, as head of his mystical body, the Catholic Church, is high priest and king of redeemed humanity. Below and to the left, his priesthood is shared in by the Pope, bishops and priests, thanks to the sacramental character of order, and by the faithful, thanks to the characters of baptism and confirmation. To the right, his kingship is both spiritual and temporal. The spiritual kingship comprises the right of intervention in temporal affairs. The temporal royalty of our Lord is universal. Below this and to the left, the spiritual kingship of Christ is shared in by the Pope and bishops. To the right, the universal temporal kingship of our Lord is shared in by the rulers of states and nations. Below, on the left, politics, on the right, economics. We can thus easily see that the entrance of Christianity into the world has meant two things. Primarily and principally, it has meant the constitution of a supernatural society, the mystical body of Christ, absolutely transcending every natural development of culture and civilization. Secondly, it has had for result that this supernatural society, the Catholic Church, began to exercise a profound influence upon culture and civilization and modified in far-reaching fashion the existing temporal or natural social order. The indirect power of the Church over temporal affairs, whenever the interests of the divine life of souls are involved, presupposes, of course, a clear distinction of nature between the ecclesiastical authority, charged with the care of divine things, and the civil authority, whose mission is concerned with the purely temporal matters. In proportion as the mystical body of Christ was accepted by mankind, political and economic thought and action began to respect the jurisdiction and guidance of the Catholic Church, endowed as she is, with the right of intervention in temporal affairs whenever necessary, because of her participation in the spiritual kingship of Christ. Thus, the natural or temporal common good of states came to be sought in a manner calculated to favor the development of true personality in and through the mystical body of Christ, and social life came more and more fully under the influence of the supreme end of man, the vision of God in three divine persons. Accordingly, Catholic social order, viewed as a whole, is not primarily the political and economic organization of society. It is primarily the supernatural social organism of the Church, and then secondarily the temporal or natural social order resulting from the influence of Catholic doctrine on politics and economics, and from the embodiment of that influence in social institutions. If instead of Catholic social order, we use the wider but more convenient expression of Kingdom of God, we may say that the Kingdom of God on earth in its essence is the Church, but in its integrity comprises the Church and the temporal social order, which the influence of the Church upon the world is ever striving to bring into existence. Needless to say, while the general principles of order remain always the same, social structures will present great differences at different epochs. No particular temporal social order will ever realize all that the Church is capable of giving to the world. The theology of history must include, then, primarily, the study of the foundation and development of the Church, and secondarily, the examination of the ebb and flow of the world's acceptance of the Church's supernatural mission. B. Right view of politics and economics. Politics is the science which has for object the organization of the state in view of the complete common good of the citizens in the natural order and the means that conduce to it. As the final end of man is, however, not merely natural, the state, charged with a temporal social order, must ever act so as not only not to hinder, but also to favor the attaining of man's supreme end, the vision of God in three divine persons. Political thought and political action, therefore, in an ordered state, will respect the jurisdiction and guidance of the Catholic Church, the divinely instituted guardian of the moral order, remembering that what is morally wrong cannot be politically good.